It's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. I am your co-host, Tiffany Bacon, and we welcome you. We know you could have been anywhere on your radio dial, but we're certainly glad you decided to stop by here. Today, does God care? We'd love for you to answer, and our host will explain a little more. But don't forget, we want you to give us a call and have that dialogue with us. We have a brand new number, 855-454-5905. Now, here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos. How are you?
Thank you, Tiffany. Good morning. I am doing very well. Good morning to all who are here in Philadelphia or in Charlotte or throughout the world listening online. And as Tiffany just mentioned, the question and the topic of today's show is, does God care? You know, we turn on the news and we see all these negative events going on around us. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, we see parents abusing their children. You might be single and you might be wondering, you know, does God care that I'm single? I'm trying to find that special someone. Or you may be married and you've been praying about God changing your relationship, working on your spouse, and you wonder, does God care? Mm-hmm. Has he forgotten about me? Does he even care what's going on in my relationship? So as always, we want to go to God in prayer as we begin our show. Heavenly Father and God, we are so grateful for your love, for your mercy, God. We know deep inside, we are convinced you care, but there are times where we feel like you're far away, God. There are times we don't understand. There are times where we just wish and hope that you would answer our prayers right away. And there are times where you just seem to wait and you are very patient. But times, Father, we just want you to come right now and heal us and help us. We love you, Father. As always, we pray that you would be with our program, that many will be healed. Many will be moved because of this. Father, we love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, as always, we hope and pray that today's program will enrich, empower, and encourage you towards having a great relationship. Mm-hmm. And the scripture of today comes from Isaiah 59. And it simply says, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. And so what Isaiah is saying here is, look, God can save anybody. Mm. I mean, he is God. His arms are not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But it is our iniquities, our wrongdoings, our sins that cause us to be further and further from God. They separate us from God. Mm. And so you might be asking, well, how does that relate to my marriage? Well, I always ask this question, you know, what is the foundation of your relationship? How did it start? You know, are we really trusting in God? Sometimes we want God to bless us and to answer our prayers, but we're not trusting in him. Mm-hmm. I think, Tiffany, from a single perspective, how do you feel sometimes when you're like, God, I'm ready to move on. I want to settle down. I want someone in my life. And you're just wondering, you know, does God care? Does he care that you are asking him this?
Yeah, I definitely have had those moments, and they usually end up in some sort of a, you know, come on, Lord, type of prayer. What is going on here? But I know ultimately that I need, either I'm on a specific mission, there's something I need to accomplish first, or he is still in the process of preparing me. Maybe I'm just not completely ready for him. Maybe he's not completely ready for me. And so eventually that's what I have to just kind of settle in on. But yeah, I definitely have those moments where I'm like, listen, are you still here? Like, what's going on?
Exactly. You know, we have a very different expectation. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, we have a request, a prayer, and then we want God to answer it right away. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. A lot of times we don't know what we're really asking for. Mm-hmm. Again, we want to hear from you. We want to talk about this. Does God care? Do you feel that God cares for your relationship, or do you feel like he's forgotten you?
Mm-hmm. So give us a call, 855-454-5905. That's our new number. Hold on to it and keep it. Close,
I know, it's a little bit unique, right? 855-454-5905. But what we ask is, go ahead and lock that number in your cell phone. As far as we know, this will be our number for a while. So, and it is a toll-free number, just so you know, if you wondered.
Absolutely.
It's 800 numbers are very scarce these days, so they've come up with a bunch of other numbers, but 855 is one of those, and you are able to give us a call. We'll love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
And as always, we encourage you to you know, to encourage your friends and your family members to listen in as we talk about these topics. And today we are talking about, does God care? You know, the reason I thought about this is I've had so many numerous conversations where people are struggling. You know, they're asking God for some kind of miracle in their marriage. They're asking God for some way out, for some hope. And that's one of the things that I've resolved. We want to leave people hopeful. We don't want to exploit anybody's situation.
Right.
You know, sometimes we get callers who are very vulnerable and they're really hurting. And, you know, the media world would love to just exploit that. Oh, there was an affair. There was abuse. I mean, you know, these big things. And for us, is we do want to expose them, but we don't want to exploit them, meaning that let's bring it back to the Word of God. You know, what is God saying about this? What hopeful thing can we encourage those to have that? So I know we're going to take a break in just a moment, but I do think we should at least go to one call before we go. And I believe we have Carol. Carol is waiting in on line one.
Yeah, and it looks like we're going to get to her in just a few minutes. I don't think she's ready to talk yet. But when you are out there and you're counseling people and they're asking internally that question, does God care? You know, what are your approaches to handling that situation? Because sometimes it seems like when you're at that point, when you're asking, does God care, that there's a personal side of it that should be dealt with first. You know, are you feeling like, does God care about me? Before we even get to the relationship, does God care about me? Do you deal with that part of it first, the individual, whatever's going on, before dealing with the relationship? Or do you just delve into the problem in the relationship?
I think both. I mean, you can't do one without the other, in a sense, because the relationship is so much part of you. And so if someone feels like God doesn't care about them, it you can't exempt the relationship from that. And so I think the biggest issue is, okay, where are you with your relationship with God? You know, are you trusting that he has not forgotten you? You know, it's funny how we can be so conditional, right? Do you think God cared when you felt like this was the person of your dreams? You know, oh, wow, God cared. Look, he gave me what I wanted. But when something gets tough, then you're like, oh, I guess God doesn't care. And, you know, we can't be, you know, flip-flopping with our relationship with God. So, you know, does he care? Whether we feel like he does or he doesn't change that. We know he cares. And of course, if you look at Jesus being on the cross, did Jesus feel like God cared at that moment? He's crying out, you know, my God, why have you forsaken me? But he knew. He didn't let that determine how he felt, the pain he was in, the burden of carrying our sins didn't change his mind from saying, okay, well, I guess God doesn't care, because he knew he was secure in that. And my encouragement to people is, make sure you're secure with that, because the storms will come. The challenges would come. And sometimes we don't know why God chooses to let us go through challenges for a reason. You know, we talk about it all the time, right? Romans 8:28, that God works for the good of those who love him. And so we're like, well, God, you know, don't love me so much. This hurts too much. I'm ready to move on. I've learned the lesson. And yet sometimes we don't. How many times we know people and we've, you know, from where I sit, that make the same mistake over and over again. You know, they don't trust God in their relationship. And then for some reason, the relationship is over. And then they go and find someone else almost identical to the person they were with the first place. Someone that was abusive, someone that just really didn't have a godly foundation. And you're like, what are you doing? Why are you finding yourself back in the situation? Again, it goes back to their relationship and a reflection of their relationship with God.
All right. So we want to hear from you, and we want you to reach out to us via our brand new phone number. So hold on to it. It's 855-454-5905. We're going to come back and speak with Carol and Julia, but we want to speak to all of you who want to answer the question, does God care? So stay right there. Marriage Beyond the Vows returns right after this.
To Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to today's edition of the program. Our question for you is, does God care? We want you to answer that for us. Does he care? Do you feel that he cares about your relationship? Give us a call. The number is 855-454-5905. Let's go right to Carol, who's been waiting patiently, and she is wondering if God is caring about her situation. Carol, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me here. Yes, I struggle with that question a lot in my marriage. I've been married 20 years, and right now I'm going through the situation where my husband is having an affair with another married woman, and I am aware of it, and he knows I know, but he won't leave the house. You know, he denies it, but I know it for a fact. And I hurt really badly about the situation. I'm not financially able nor to move out. The state that I live in requires that you are separated for an entire year before you can get a divorce. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder a lot of times, does God care that I am hurting so badly in this situation? And why I pray for peace, I pray for him, his will to be done in my marriage, and I struggle with that a lot because I hurt so bad, you know?
Sure. Mm-hmm. And Carol, thank you for being vulnerable and open with us. You know, there is a passage I would love to share with you. It's in 1 Peter chapter 5, and it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Now, that in and of itself is very encouraging, but if you go just one verse prior to verse 6, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. And so there are times where we love the promises of God, but we don't understand, okay, what is it about us, or what is it about our relationship with him that he's teaching us? And so obviously in this situation, you know, the Bible says that, you know, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, right? We all go through trials and tribulations, and obviously this is a trial in your life, and it doesn't feel good. You don't obviously want to be. No one wants to be in your situation where someone you love, someone you've been committed to for 20 years is unfaithful. Now, my question is this. You say you've confronted him and he denies it, but you know for a fact.
Yes, I have confronted him. There are a lot of, I know for a fact. There are a lot of, you know, the text messages, the pictures, the, you know, there's even some videos of him in relations with this woman. You
oh
know?
My goodness!
And he's, you know, his attitude is he'll take it to his grave. You know, and but, he's very arrogant about it. He's, you know, kind of like, well, if I'm doing all this to you, why are you still here? You know, it's a crazy situation to be in. You know.
Now let me ask you this: what is there anyone? Do you feel that he does listen to a close relative, a close friend, a minister? I don't know, someone that can confront him with you, some kind of intervention, maybe a few people at the same time and saying, listen, what in the world is going on here? What are you doing? So that it's not just you trying to confront him and he'll, you know, dance around it. But, you know, people that there'll be consequences in terms of their relationship if this comes out.
I wish that was the case. I attend church and I'm a believer. He doesn't attend church.
Okay.
And has not attended church throughout my marriage. You know. So I seek counseling from my pastor.
Okay.
And I'm also in professional counseling because this is really taking a toll on me.
Sure.
You know? But his attitude is that he's doing him. And the only reason why he's in the marriage is, I guess, for convenience because, you know, he feels like it's cheaper to keep me, you know?
Sure.
And like I said, I'm not in the position to move out, to endure that year so that we can proceed with the divorce, nor am I have a lot of health issues as well that prevents me. So all of this stress and stuff is taking a toll on me as well, you know.
Absolutely. So, Carol, two things. Number one, you're saying so there's no one in his life that you feel like can confront him on this.
Well, I really thought that his mom would maybe be able to, and I spoke to her, but, you know, that's her son, you know. And so although she tried to stay neutral,
sure,
you know, that's her son. And I'm sure she's spoken to him, but nothing, you know, when I go to her, you know, I got to kind of be careful because, you know, her thing was because I was out of anger, was going to approach the woman that he's having an affair. I was going to approach her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom was like, please don't do that because he may hurt my son.
Well, I think at this point, honestly, I mean, this is just my suggestion to you. I think that's what you need to mention to him. I think you need to say, listen, this thing needs to get exposed. There's no way that we're going to keep this a secret. You're involved with a married woman. I mean, you're going to have to make a decision with your conscience what you can do. And of course, that is his mother. He's trying to protect him. But then you need to let her know. Then you better talk to your son. And I'll give you, you know, give her a time frame. You have this week to talk to your son. But if he doesn't do something about this, and he doesn't get out the house and make sure that I can, he'll be able to sustain me through this situation, then I'm going to have to speak. Because you can't allow yourself to be trapped in this situation where now you can't speak about it because there's fear, what's going to happen to him. Those are his consequences. He's going to have to face those consequences. And then the second thing I was going to mention to you is, you know, going back to the scripture, is that I don't know what the lesson is. But there's something, and again, I'm not in your shoes. I'm not there with you. And so I don't know what it is that God will do to give you a way out, but he always does. My prayer for you, Carol, is that you just see it and really that you have the courage and the conviction to say, okay, enough is enough. I can't live like this. So even going to the mother might have been a great idea, but you can't stop there.
Okay.
Carol, we will be praying for you, and I believe you're going to do the right thing. I mean, God will always give you a way out. It's there.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, feel free if you need to contact me anymore and you want to stay in connection. I just want to give you some information. You can find me at if you would like. And the best way right now would be to go to callmarcos.com. It's my website, callmarcos.com, and you can send me a direct message if you have access to that. Thank you so much, Carol.
I sure would do that. Thank you.
God bless.
Have a great day.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Don't forget our phone number. Our new phone number is 855-454-5905. We want to know if you feel like God really cares for your relationship. Give us a call. 855-454-5905. Let's go to Julia, who believes God does care. Hi, Julia. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for joining us. What's your comment?
My comment is this, that I had went through a barren spot in my life where I have felt that, you know, God was not hearing my prayers, and that he wasn't understanding my situation because it felt so desperate at the time that I was going through it. And, you know, it took my sons really to pray for me. It took them to pray for me because I had shut down in that state of barrenness of where I thought that I was. But when I came out on the other side and I reflected on all of it, what I realized is that God was really there with me. Mm-hmm. All the time, and he was protecting me because I'm still here, because I didn't do anything harmful to myself within that state, and that, you know, he had my sons there to pray for me, and I wasn't there in that place by myself.
Sure. Now, Julia, do you mind just being a little bit more specific? You don't have to tell us everything, but what were you going through?
I don't mind being transparent. What had happened was I had moved to another state. And when I moved to the next state, I had a job that was lined up. But when I got here, the person that had sent me my offer letter that had hired me didn't have that authority to do that. And they had actually hired somebody else in that position.
Wow.
So I found out that I did not have a job. And I had gotten my apartment. I paid for my apartment a little bit in advance. And I had a little savings, but I didn't know a person at all in the state. It was a new beginning all the way around.
Wow. Okay.
So I really didn't know what to do. And then on the other side, in regards to my family, as far as having a resource there, I had assisted my mother in getting a truck before I left because I was okay, you know, in the state that I was in. I wasn't financially hurting to the point where I couldn't do anything, but my mother didn't pay on a truck. So I started receiving phone calls that they were going to start, you know, if I had a job, they were going to take my check and
I got you.
All these different things that was happening. And so I had to end up taking the truck from my mother and selling it to pay off that loan because I didn't have a job. And I did not have a job for 8 months.
Mercy.
So my whole family turned their back on me, and it actually sent me into the hospital. My chest was hurting me. I had so much anxiety. I never had been into a place where I felt so alone.
Wow. And so you, at that point, you just felt, okay, does God even care? And you're saying your sons started praying with you?
Yes, they did, because at the time, my sons were, 17 and 19. They were 17 and 19 at the time. And my eldest son said every time he walked past my room, he just didn't feel life in that room. He said he felt that I was just drowning. So he talked to my younger son, and they came in, and they literally started praying for me. Mm. And they was like, Mom, you know this. Come on. And I was just so sick. I was just so low within myself because I felt like everything was happening to me all at once, and I couldn't see. I could not see why, because that used to be my process. I needed to understand everything, but sometimes we just need to lean on faith and just believe God and his word and just wait.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much. We do appreciate your transparency and the fact that God does listen and he does care. So, Julia, yeah. We thank you.
Alrighty.
All right. Take care. Let's go to Rachel, who is calling in on line one. She has a comment for Carol. Rachel, good morning.
Hi.
You're live on the air.
Good morning, and I thank God for your program. I think it's very helpful to all of us going through. But to Carol, I had a similar situation early in our marriage, and it was a difficult time. And the lesson that I came away with was that more than anything, I was not putting God first. Mm. I'd made sort of an idol out of that, you know, about being married, having a husband, all that. Something, you know, I wanted in my life. My dad wasn't around. There were no men in my life who were very strong. You know, I found that, you know, in my husband, that he was the strong guy and, you know, what have you. But focusing on him and not focusing on God. So through that, I felt that God taught me to look at him first, you know, to put him first. And it was a process. I joined a women's ministry group that deals with marriage restoration. They were amazing as far as the support they offered. And we were supportive of each other. And it really helped. I would look through the Bible. I read my Bible. And any verses that stood out to me about love, about strength, about God's, you know, caring about me and being with me. Those are the ones I wrote on 3x5 cards. Mm-hmm. Whenever I was feeling overwhelmed, I pulled them out. And God spoke to me, you know, so greatly through that.
Absolutely. Now, like, let me just interject, Rachel, for just a quick moment here. So you called, right, and you're sharing your testimony and how you kind of endured and held on to the promises of God, and you wanted to encourage Carol through her situation. Now, you said this was early on in your marriage. What ended up happening? Did your marriage dissolve? Did you get divorced, or are you back together? I mean, what happened?
I left a couple of times during that year and a half, you know, time frame, you know, came back. You know, so, you know, prayed about it and, you know, was led to, you know, come back. After a period of time, he said, you know, my husband said that he loved me. He wanted to, you know, to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, even when he was gone, you know, because he would go for, like, 3 or 4 days at a time. And, you know, I was working full time at that time. And I felt so painful to,
sure,
you know, to deal with things, but what he did was God encouraged me through those times. My car radio stopped working, so okay. It gave me the opportunity to pray on my way to work, on the way home. But he came back, and she, you know, prayed a hedge of thorn, you know, a hedge of protection around him, that anyone, you know, bad influence would, you know, be taken away from the situation. And
okay, so
she's gone.
So you and your husband were able to reconcile.
Yes.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rachel. We appreciate you sharing that story with us. And we know that God is there. It's just sometimes we don't feel like he's there. And so we thank you so much that you held on, that you persevered. And that's very inspiring for us. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, Rachel.
Thank you again for your program.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. God bless.
You too. Bye.
Just as a reminder, we are talking today about, does God care? We want to know if you feel that God cares about your relationship. Give us a call, 855-454-5905. That's the number to reach us. Let's go to Annette, who's been married for 21 years, and she thinks God's answered her prayers. Hey, Annette, you're live on the air. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
We're breathing on schedule.
We're breathing on schedule. We're happy. We're doing well. Thank you.
Wonderful. I just wanted to share my a little portion of my testimony. I truly feel that God does care about the relationships that we are in and that he does care about what we are going through. When I first laid eyes on my husband, I was only 13, and I stated at that time that that would be my husband.
And how old was he?
Prayed, even without knowing the worth of prayer, I continued to pray. And at the age of 26, I did marry this man.
Okay.
We have been married for 21 years. At first, the first 7 years, I remember saying, oh, my God, I'm, you know, because I was looking for someone to love me unconditionally, but I didn't really understand what it was I was looking for because this man was loving me unconditionally. And I kept praying. I remember one time I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, what did I get myself into? And he said, you asked for this. Mm-hmm. So that changed my prayer to, Lord, make this marriage what you would have it to be. And I'm telling you, beginning at year 8, it has just been getting better and better every year.
Amen. And, you know, and I appreciate what you shared there. You said you were 13, so you believe you knew at that age, okay, this would be the man. Now, how old was he?
He's 9 years older than me. He was 22. So.
What? but you waited, right? You waited.
But I waited, yes. I mean, he was a perfect gentleman. He didn't know my age. I'm the same age as his youngest brother.
Wow.
It's just something, when I saw him, I just knew, and my cousins and my sister laughed at me, and I just knew this man was going to be my husband. And the only thing he did was he just encouraged me to stay in school, encouraged me to get my education. And, you know, that means a lot when somebody encouraging you to do the right thing because they want to, not because they have to. And it's so funny because when he finally asked me to marry him, he said he had been seeking God for which woman would be the one to be his wife also. And God showed me as that woman.
And
it's so funny because, you know, I was young. What did I know about love? I just knew that there was something different about him. And I just knew that's who I wanted to be my husband. And we are married. We have children. We have a wonderful relationship. Our children get to see a positive relationship, what it is to have a positive relationship. Not saying it's perfect because no relationship is perfect.
No, absolutely, Annette. We understand that. And we thank you for sharing that. I did want to make one point there when you said it was interesting how you got to the relationship. This man did love you, and for the record, you know, you didn't get married when you were 13. You waited, and your husband waited. But when you got married, I think you said you were 22 years old, right? 26 years old. So you waited. Mm-hmm. This was the man God made clear for you, and this is what you wanted. This was your desire. And then when things didn't go perfect, because no relationship is, you started blaming God. I mean, this is what you wanted, but you're like, God, why did you allow this, and why did you do this? But then you kind of came to your senses and said, wait a minute, that's the wrong prayer. I need to pray for God to be in my marriage, to help us. And it sounds like you've come a long way in your relationship with God, your relationship with your husband. It reminds me of James 4, where it just talks about having fights and quarrels among you. Don't they come from the battle and the desires within you? So I really do appreciate this, Annette. I'm sure we all do. We can all learn from that, how sometimes we want something, and then when it doesn't go exactly how we want, then we blame God, and that's not the way to do it. And obviously you learned that we're learning that as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annette. God bless.
All right. Take care. God bless. Let's go to line one and speak with Shelly, who's been married for less than 3 years, and she's currently separated. So I know she has some feelings about it. Shelly, good morning. You're live on the air.
And good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much.
Thank you for asking, Shelly. So tell us about your situation. So you're filing for divorce. You've been married for less than 3 years. I mean, what happened?
I've been married for less than 3 years. My husband up and left out of the house like almost a year and a half ago with the explanation that I need to go help my grown daughters. So, and it's just still not clear to me what was the purpose behind all of the even getting married, because I feel as though he could have just left me where I was, mm-hmm. and went on and did what he's doing. And even now that I live in Delaware. He lives in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And you know, he's a deacon at church. The church is aware of what's going on. And I've been to that church to speak to, you know, the leadership team to try to get some assistance with what is it that I need to do? What is it that I need to do to reconcile with him? And I really feel like I haven't gotten anything. And I know that God cares for me. And I know that. I know that with everything within me. But throughout the course of him being gone, the pain that I'm going through, the difficult times, the struggles that I'm having, and I love my husband. I just don't know. Right now, I just felt like I had no other alternative but to release myself from this marriage so that I can try to go on with my life. Because I still, you know, I struggle with, I want him back, I don't want him back, but I know that I can't have him back, coming back into the home, not knowing what's going on in this at the drop of a dime. Are you going to just up and leave again? Mm-hmm. He's agreed to go to marriage counseling, but he's never went with me at all.
Wow. Well, something, Shelly, straight off the back, I just want to say that just because he's in some church and the church doesn't care, it doesn't mean God doesn't care, okay? Mm-hmm. People are that way. Why is it like that? I don't know. I mean, people fail us all the time. And I don't know. Sometimes churches care more about the quantity of people instead of the quality. They just want people to be there and serve and do things, and they're not dealing with the issues. And that's another topic another day, but it really saddens us because a lot of times we view God the way we view people in our lives. I don't think we do this deliberately, but, you know, we start saying, God, you must not care because this person hurt me, or this person doesn't care, so you must not care. And I think that's what you're going through, Shelly. You're struggling with, you know, in your mind that God cares, but in your heart, you're saying, God, I need to know that you're still with me. And all I can tell you, Shelly, is that we can't see the big picture. I don't know what good will come from this, but something will. And looking to the future, I mean, who knows? Your husband has made this decision. We know that he's not honoring God with this decision. But if you honor God through this, God will see you through. You know, you'll look back one day and say, wow, just because I trusted God, look where I am now. I can't tell you what that would look like. I just know that he will not leave you nor forsake you. And I want to share this passage, Hebrews 13, where God himself says, he says, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? And so I want to encourage you, keep your head up. Again, we don't know what it will look like, but when you trust him, it will work out some way, somehow. And you'll look back and say, wow, I'm so grateful that I remain faithful to God.
Okay. Thank you.
Shelly, thank you. God bless as well.
Thank you, and you all have a great day.
All right, you do the same. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. Our number is 855-454-5905. Marcos, we have Patrice calling in on line five, and she's talking about how God delivered her out of a serious situation. Patrice, good morning. Yes. You're live on the air.
Good morning. I'm enjoying your show, and I wanted to say that I was in a situation, married. He was supposed to be saved, and I met him. I was witnessing for the Lord on the bus and gave him a tract, but make a long story short, he began to come to church, and I didn't want to have no dealings with him. And then what happened was there was a prophecy to me saying that this was my husband, and I had been celibate, waiting for 11 years, and we got married, and everything was good the first and the second year. And then God began to reveal to me the secrets of this man, and he married me to hide. The Lord let me know he married me to hide behind my name, and I was married to him. I've been married to him now 17 years, but I've been separated from him 8 years.
Okay.
And what happened is I was in, it was mental abuse. And so God, I kept fasting and praying, and the Lord told me to go on a 21-day fast. I went on a 21-day fast, and the Lord let me know. He said, this man's heart is cold as the morning dew and frost mm-hmm. that lay on the ground. And he said, I'm going to deliver you out, because it was such a hard mental abuse where he would be in the house not talking to me for years, closing the door, no intimacy. And God just revealed to me that this man was doing a lot of lying. And to make a long story short, I moved here to North Carolina in 2004 by faith, and God blessed me to get, you know, live in an apartment by faith without a job, and God blessed me with the money, you know, so far to make it. And to say sure. about him, we have a son that's 16. My son have not heard from him in 2 years and a half. I called him on this week and asked him to please call. I had something very important to talk to him about. He
sure.
would not call. And to make another long story short.
Hold on one second, Patrice. Before you get into that, I don't want to get sidetracked from something very obvious. And you're not the first person to say this. But there are many who believe, okay, someone else will prophesy and say, okay, this is the person for you. How did you know this is someone you can trust? Obviously, they were wrong. I mean, if this was the person, this person wouldn't have harmed you, right? So, but it's so easy for someone to claim, okay, in the name of God, I believe this, I know this.
Right.
And I know this happens very often. So for everyone else listening, it's, how do you determine, okay, is this really from God, or is this just someone making this up?
Well, I believe the prophecy, because when the prophecy would go out in the church I was in, everything that they said came true.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after I seen that it was a wrong prophecy, I mean, I was hurt to the core of my soul. I was just like the other girl that said that I was, like, depressed when I got here.
Sure.
I didn't know that I was. And my mother was talking to her friend, and she said, you know, Sandra's here, but she's not the same. She's not laughing anymore. She's not, you know, interacting with her friends anymore. And mm-hmm. I listened. I said, oh, my God. I said, I was just like a zombie, you know, in
sure.
my mind. And, then I just told God, I said, okay, God, I need you to restore my soul. So I began to fast and pray.
Okay.
And God began to restore my soul.
Amen. Amen. And Patrice, what I want to mention, and for everyone else who's listening and has been in that situation, or perhaps will be in that situation, where someone comes and says, okay, I think this is God's will for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 14:14 talks about how there are prophets who will prophesy lies in his
right.
name. And so what happens is, no matter what anyone says,
mm-hmm.
it still has to be your own conviction. Like, even if everyone around you says it, like, for example, when Jesus was being crucified, there were a bunch of people, even religious people, that said, crucify him, crucify him. But we know that was wrong. And so sometimes we're faulty. You know, we're people.
Right.
So we have to make sure that no matter what happens or anyone says, that we listen to the voice of God. And that comes from praying, sometimes fasting, obviously reading his word. And so don't just trust someone that says it. But Patrice, we do thank you for sharing that, very vulnerable with us. And it sounds like you've been delivered. You're at a different place in your life, of course. And amen. You know, God does work things out for the good of those who love him. So it sounds like you've moved on. God has healed you here. You're stronger and better because of this. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We need to take a break right now, but we don't want you to touch that dial. When we come back, we're going to hear more from you on the subject of does God care? We still want you to answer that question by dialing 855-454-5905. We're also going to find out what people are saying on the book. That's Facebook. Stay tuned for that and a whole lot more when Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.